The Bills have apparently been interviewing a number of people, approximately 12 candidates for the job, which seems like a large number of candidates. Why do you think they have settled on Rex Ryan as their primary candidate?
Well, he did have some success in New York, not recently, of course, but in his first couple of seasons in New York, he did take the Jets to the AFC Championship game, and really that was on the back of a really good defense in Mark Sanchez at quarterback. So I think that they liked the potential model that Rex could bring to Buffalo, and the fact that they also have a fantastic defense. They just need to solve their quarterback position, which seems to be the perpetual issue.
What do you think that will take, solving the quarterback issue?
You know, it may take a couple of different things. Either they can find someone who manages the game more effectively to get wins, more so than Kyle Orton did last year, or simply they go out, make a bold move, and get a quarterback that has more upside than they have on their roster. It doesn't seem like they're still sold, or anyone sold, on E.J. Manuel any longer.
Rex Ryan is known as a defensive expert. What will it take for him to work with E.J. Manuel or to help develop an offense that could complement this great defense?
Well, the early reports I'm hearing is that he's going to go after a marquee offensive coordinator to really take the reins on that side of the ball. Reports earlier were that Mark Trestman, who was the former coach of the Bears, was going to be a candidate, but now it looks to be trending towards 49ers offensive coordinator Greg Roman, who, again, has also had some success in a Super Bowl appearance and some NFC Championship games under Jim Harbaugh. So I think that bringing in some competent assistance will go a long way toward making the Bills a better offensive unit.
And if I'm not mistaken, Greg Roman has had quite a bit of success working as a quarterback's coach, or at least in assisting getting quarterbacks into the game and understanding the game.
That's right. And I wouldn't be surprised if they gave Greg Roman, if they do in fact hire Greg Roman, if they gave him a shot at assessing E.J. Manuel and seeing if there is anything to be salvaged.
With Rex Ryan being so strong on the defensive side, what does this mean for Jim Schwartz, who has done such a fantastic job with the defense thus far?
You know, a lot of people figured Schwartz would be out if Rex Ryan was hired, particularly because they run different schemes. Rex Ryan runs a base 3-4 defense, and Schwartz runs a 4-3. However, again, early reports are suggesting that the Bills want Schwartz to stay, and if Rex Ryan's amenable to that, I wouldn't be surprised if they ran some type of a hybrid, but still deferred to what Schwartz did last year, because it was one of the better defenses in the history of Buffalo Bills football.
Are you familiar with the personalities of these two men? Do you think they could work together?
They both seem to have a very big personality. Certainly with Schwartz, when he was the head coach of the Lions, was no stranger to the camera. And same with Rex Ryan in New York. Whether they can work together or not, I guess, is yet to be seen.
If things don't work out, I know a few formalities still need to be ironed out as far as the contract offer to Rex Ryan. If those weren't to work out, who do you think would be next in line as head coach for the Bills?
Well, this was a bit of a surprise that they went the Rex Ryan route here. So it does look like the Pegulas want to make a splash and want someone with previous head coaching experience. You'd look to who they interviewed recently, and you might think that Mike Shanahan then has a shot again if the Bills do want someone who has previous head coaching experience, which the Rex Ryan hire would indicate.
Well, we'll see. The next few days will tell a great deal, won't they?
They sure will. And on an interesting note, Rex Ryan does have some connection here to Buffalo, too, in that his father was actually Buddy Ryan, the famed NFL coach, was a coach at the University of Buffalo, and Rex Ryan actually grew up just 90 miles north in Toronto.
Well, that could bode well for Rex.
Indeed. So he's very familiar with Western New York.
Well, Matt, I'm sure we'll be talking to you about this again soon. Thanks so much for your time.
Well, thanks again. Take care.